Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
PFF NFL Daily, today discussing Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields. Let's see where he is right now. Middle of year two here, Sam, taking great leaps forward. But of course, the analysis on Justin Fields, there's no middle ground. Nobody can just have a normal take here, Sam. We have people calling him an MVP candidate already. Just whatever. Just end that nonsense. Let's have a real conversation about Justin Fields because he looks so much better in recent weeks. And he is an electric running threat right now. Still has some work to do as a passer, but I cannot be more impressed with what he's added as a scrambler and as a design runner. Credit to him. Credit to the Bears for finally tapping into that.
Yeah, he actually looks right now as I thought he might look when we were watching him play in the preseason, which is a guy that is significantly better than a year ago, that is athletically pretty special, capable of making some spectacular plays, and looks much more calm and in control of the entire offense. And then once the regular season started, we didn't really see that guy. He was the same as it was a year ago, wasn't looking good. And then all of a sudden, Chicago seemed to tap into his rushing threat, you know, use him as part of the designed run game. And all of a sudden, things changed. And Justin Fields started to look like a completely different quarterback. Now, it is primarily still all about the running. Like, his rushing numbers are insane. Over like the last 5 weeks, he leads the NFL, I think, in rushing. He's on pace to blow away Lamar Jackson's single season quarterback rushing record. If he, you know, keeps up this kind of pace, he'll just obliterate that number in a couple more games. Like, he looks a phenomenal rushing threat. And the passing maybe has improved a little bit, but that's still way, way, way behind. You know, he's still flashing impressive plays as a passer rather than actually being consistently productive. And that ultimately is what is going to determine where he goes.
Yeah, so look, I agree with you, obviously. You know, the grades show it. Our grades do a good job of separating the quarterback's performance and his production from the rest of the team's production. But here's what I think, man. I said it on the main PFF NFL podcast today. The last time we've seen splits this wide was Lamar Jackson as a rookie, where his rushing was so much better than his passing. But the thing we said about Lamar Jackson coming out, I think, does hold true for Justin Fields as well, which is when you're running that well, it's going to open up the offense. And because the Bears are tapping into that, the offense has opened up, right? I mean, Cole Kmet has become a highly productive tight end, not because Kmet's not out there bossing people at the catch point or anything like that. He's just running wide open because the defense has to respect the Bears' run game. So I think Fields is a huge part of that, right? It's not just the run game. It's the run game and the run threat that they're adding with the quarterback that wins the numbers advantage. You're going to have more open throws, and that is all because of Fields' skill set. So he deserves credit for all the points that the Bears are putting on the board, but he also deserves blame for the turnover-worthy plays, even in big games where they've put points on the board. A bunch of turnover-worthy plays against the Patriots on Monday Night Football, the pick six against the Lions. So like you said, it's not perfect. It's not there yet, but for this quarterback class where there were no encouraging quarterbacks as of like 4 or 5 weeks ago, Fields might be the most encouraging from this entire draft class right now.
Yeah, and one of the big differences, I think, between him and Lamar Jackson in that early period of Lamar Jackson's career is that Lamar's biggest problem was inaccuracy as a passer. Like, he was the least accurate quarterback in the NFL when he came into the league. And then that took a huge step forward. People talk all the time about the crazy, unprecedented leap forward that Josh Allen took as a passing quarterback. Lamar Jackson, just in terms of accuracy, took the same kind of leap. Like, he went from being the least accurate quarterback in the NFL to somewhere pretty decent. So Justin Fields, I don't think, has the same problems. Like, his passing inadequacies right now are not inaccuracy. It's like, he's not as sophisticated a pocket passer as Lamar Jackson was. He doesn't sit in the pocket, work through his progressions as well, and find the right place to go with the football. He is much more freewheeling, you know, flying by the seat of his pants, kind of make a read. If it's not there, start running around, try and make something happen. And I don't mean necessarily immediately turn to scrambling. Like, he is doing some things where he's trying to find passes once he's moving around, once he's running. It's not always just run to scramble to pick up extra yardage. So it's not like he's got nothing working as a passer, but he isn't, I don't think, where Lamar was from a process standpoint, and just kind of waiting for one fundamental aspect to improve, and then he can take that kind of leap. I think he's got a much more broad spectrum of things that need to be fixed.
Picture it, Sam. Your kicker's lining up for an onside kick. The chances of regaining possession are slim. The stakes are high. Tension's higher. Pulse is racing. He kicks it. The ball bounces up high. And you can make every play feel this exciting with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and their unbeatable offers. Right now, new customers can make any $5 NFL bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Check it out. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays, and those are available once per game day all season long. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code PFF to get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Just place a $5 bet on any football game only at DraftKings Sportsbook using the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. So yes, Sam, you're right. I mean, Lamar Jackson had a very distinct weakness. He improved his, I think, both regular and adjusted completion percentage by about 10 percentage points from his first to second year. Fields, I said it on the main show again, I don't want to repeat myself all the time, but I thought Fields would come in and look a little bit different, right? A pass first guy who was going to run. But now that we know that he can run like this, it does give him time to develop everything else, right? And now you start to figure out, okay, how many times should I be looking for the big play as a quarterback because I'm capable of it, right? How many times should I be looking for the big play versus hitting the quick slant, hitting the 5 yard out, and just doing that over and over again? As Fields starts to develop that balance, man, I see the potential. It's through the roof because he is a very talented passer. Every throw in the book, arm strength, touch, the whole thing. I think the sky is the limit. Let's just not get ahead of ourselves right now. Fields has been awesome as far as what he's brought to the table these last few weeks.
Yeah, he has. Like, the change in the offense and leaning into what he does well is obviously transformative. Like, it takes Chicago from absolutely one of the worst offenses in the league to all of a sudden this thing actually functions. It can put up points. It looks pretty decent. And Fields is the driving force behind that. And we should also not lose sight of the fact that he has one of the worst supporting casts in the entire league. Like, yep. His receivers are not good. His offensive line is not good, even if they're a pretty good run-blocking unit, which, again, is something that he himself improves, right? It's like Lamar Jackson's offensive line in Baltimore. They have an easier job because of the run game and because of Lamar Jackson's threat, which changes the way teams play them, right? So Chicago's offensive line, I think, is overachieving right now, and it's not necessarily because the line is better than people thought it was. It's in part, at least, because Justin Fields is changing the whole dynamic and how defenses attack those guys. So that's part of it. But, you know, so when we were talking about last year, can you fairly evaluate Tua given the situation around him? You have to ask similar kind of questions for Justin Fields, with the one difference being you can give him credit for the positives that he's showing, right? You question to what extent are his negatives magnified or being focused on by the supporting cast, but he does get credit, I think, for showing that he can elevate himself beyond the kind of the situation that he's in.
Yeah, because we spent the whole offseason saying, did the Bears do enough to evaluate Justin Fields? I think they were fair questions, right? Did they add enough to the offense? And another offseason of attacking that side of the ball now, man, I mean, the Bears could be really scary the next year. Fields keeps this up. And the point you make about him taking this offense where the line on paper should not be good, they're more productive. We don't evaluate the line by sack totals, right? It's actual blocking, but because of everything that Fields brings to the table and the movement and all that stuff, that has helped a little bit. But once they get more receivers, shore up the line even more, you could see the potential for just not just Fields, but the entire offense, right? So impressed with what he's been doing, dynamic as a runner, developing as a passer. His passing grades have gone up in recent weeks, so everything's getting better. But like I said at the top, I mean, you have guys like Dan Orlovsky out there saying, put Fields in the MVP conversation. Like, why can't we just have a normal conversation here and just say the guy's getting better? There's one MVP every year in the NFL, and it's not Justin Fields, and that's okay. He's getting better, but I'll tell you this, he looks like a future MVP type of candidate, because if he's going to rush for 1,000-plus yards and bring to the table what he can as a passer, the sky is the limit for Justin Fields based off what we've seen the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about perceptions, right? Like, Justin Fields, in his improvement in the last 4 weeks, has 7 turnover-worthy plays. Josh Allen has 9 turnover-worthy plays in the last few weeks, and it's a crisis. You know what I mean? Like, right. That's the difference between being a legitimate MVP candidate and being a guy who's just all of a sudden taking a big jump forward, and we want to rush to hyperbole and to losing the run of ourselves and saying something crazy. Look, Justin Fields, the rushing thing is huge. He is improving as a passer. And the thing is, he doesn't even need to do it this year. Like, the key element of him is that he's playing so much better and that the offense is so much better. Now they've tapped into what he does well. That's bought him time, right? It means that he doesn't have to take this giant leap forward this year. If he can hang around long enough that it's obvious he's going to be their starting quarterback going forward, they can give him some help. They can find him a number one receiver. They can improve the offensive line. They can keep helping Fields. And then next year, you know, he can take a significant leap forward as a passer because his situation is better. Then you might start having a real conversation about, you know, Justin Fields, a Pro Bowl player, Justin Fields, an elite quarterback, as opposed to just a guy enjoying a great step forward.
Yeah, we're just 5 weeks removed from, you know, the Bears barely being able to put a touchdown on the board on Thursday Night Football. It looked bleak, but the last 4 weeks have given a ton of hope to Bears fans, and rightfully so. Justin Fields showing off his skills the last 4 weeks. Impressive improvement for the second year quarterback. It's the PFF NFL.